We've focused on pigs and people for a lot of the past 10, 15, 20 years, and now it's asking ourselves, okay, what other pillars can we look at to try to keep those diseases out? So one area of the industry that's been ramping up, I think, the last 5 or 6 years has been feed biosecurity and seeing how we can reduce the risk of transmission of those viruses coming in through the feed. And it's a low risk, and you're not going to find it every time, but can you take that low risk out completely by impacting and putting something in the feed that then also can impact the performance of the pig on the cell farm and then the piglet into the nursery as well?